got some really good news last week. Months after losing their home in the now demolished mall, the Children's Museum of Findlay has finally found a new place to call home. But that's just the beginning. Joining us this morning is Executive Director Allison Beam Kemery. And Allison, I know this has been a long journey. And I think it was kind of interesting, one of the things, because I know a lot of folks, a lot of fans, the Children's Museum, were maybe starting to even lose a little hope that you would ever find a permanent home. But I think it was something that was posted on social media, which I hadn't really thought of. Certainly complicated by the fact that you didn't have a physical location, didn't have a revenue stream in terms of trying to find a new home and get the financing and make all of the appropriate arrangements. So a lot of hurdles there.
A lot of pieces that had to fall into place, absolutely.
And you actually came on board as executive director in the middle of all of this. Talk about jumping in, you know, with both feet.
Yes, I did. I started end of August and really got thrown into a lot of kind of unexpected twists and turns. Mm-hmm. But here we are, and it all worked out.
Yeah. So for those who haven't heard, the new location is on the north side near the construction, all of the construction that's going on. Talk about, you know, just adding another layer to all of this. But really sounds like it's going to be a great place for you.
I think so. We're going to be located right off 75 on mm-hmm. County Road 99, mm-hmm. across the street from Miracle Field and adjacent to the racetrack gas station mm-hmm. there. So there is a lot of construction going on, but it looks like they're finishing up in the egress and everything to the museum should be accessible by then.
Yeah. So what most excites you about this particular location?
I think the size, although it's a little bit smaller than the mall, since it is a kind of a warehouse type building, mm-hmm. we'll have one side that's about 5,000 square feet and it's very open. So it'll be just a chance to get a lot of exhibits in there. Mostly Little Main Street will go on that side. Mm-hmm. And then we also will have two additional spaces, one which will be dedicated primarily to a party room and programming. Mm-hmm. But the space I'm most excited about is actually the third room, which we're going to have a flex space. So we'll be able to offer traveling exhibits. We're going to do some rotating so that hopefully every time you come to the museum, there's a little something different for you.
That's really interesting, too, because, you know, obviously this gives you a blank canvas. Where you can reimagine what the museum is, incorporating some of the favorite features of Absolutely. The old location with new ideas.
Yes, we want to bring back those favorite exhibits. I know all the kids love things like the foam pit, and they're just some favorites.
Yeah.
And but even as we add those back in, we want to add details and make them maybe put some more educational elements to them. Mm-hmm. Our primary goal is getting open as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So some of that might come after we're open and mm-hmm. gradually adding some new details.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what now has to happen? What is the time frame? Kind of take us through. I know you were saying hopefully early in 2026 we'll be up and operating again. But what has to happen between now and then? Give us kind of a rundown of the plan.
Great question. So we're currently waiting on permits. We have already have our change of occupancy drawings and everything done and ready to be submitted. So mm-hmm. then we'll have to wait on Wood County for the go ahead and get in and start doing some of the renovations. Mm-hmm. The good news is no major construction. So once we can get in, it's just a matter of cleaning, painting, touching up some floors, some ceilings.
Yeah.
And then the getting everything moved out of storage and rebuilt, that should take a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So really the timeline is kind of dependent on as soon as we can get that permit. And we have some contractors and cleaners who are ready to work with us. So we just need access to the building.
It is a good point that it makes it a little bit easier to get back up and running, the fact that you don't actually have to physically build a building.
Yes.
Was that actually on the table during the whole thing, that maybe building new someplace was going to be the way to go? Or
not since I came on. I'm not sure if that conversation was had previously. Okay. I think when the mall closed, the board really thought it would be a quick turnaround. That was initially the plan. They thought a few months and we'll be in a big space. And that's just not the way things worked out. But, you know, it's okay now.
A lot of stops and starts in the meantime, because that obviously constructing something would have, you know, taken a much longer time. So the idea was always to find an existing space.
Yes. And our biggest project will actually be the parking lot, which will have to be done in the spring. We're able to get one additional space, which we'll have for handicap for ADA compliance. So we will be compliant upon opening, but we will, you know, be doing landscaping and a parking lot in the spring. And that's actually, I think, will be our biggest project.
Yeah. In the meantime, the pop-up events, and one of the things that has really impressed and amazed me during the interim between the time when the mall location closed and now is that you have been very deliberate in making sure that you are out there in front of folks and trying to maintain a presence within the community.
Yes, we only have a staff of two right now. So Megan James, our visitor experience manager, has done a great job with planning and coordinating those. We've done a lot of community events such as Fall Fest and Spooktacular. We actually have a big event coming up the week before Christmas. We're going to be doing Christmas at Camp Barry, which will be a week-long kind of a mini museum with a holiday theme. It will be free for our members. It'll be $5 per guest for those others who'd like to join us. And we're really excited. We think it'll be a way for, you know, parents to get kids out of the house when they're on holiday break and they're all antsy and excited for Santa. It'll give them a chance to come out and play and make some holiday memories.
Yeah. And is that something that, based off of the feedback and the success of those events, that you may look to continue moving forward?
I would love to. This event was actually brought to me by Kylie Ressler of Event Pro Connection. She came up with this idea. We had been wanting to have like a week-long pop-up somewhere, and she approached me, and at that time we didn't have a location, and I was like, that sounds amazing, let's do it. So but yes, we would like to expand our programming. We will continue with our traditionals like Touch a Truck and the big ones that we do, but moving into the new space, that is one of my goals.
And because one of the side benefits that has come from that are establishing relationships with all kinds of different organizations. You've been out to all different places, even I think what partnering with the Toledo Zoo and you know, one of their events. So this gives you an opportunity, has given you the opportunity to make a lot of those connections as well.
Yes, we're really lucky in Findlay in this area. We have so many amazing nonprofits, and I think the more we can work together, the stronger we are for the whole community.
And in the meantime, you are available. People can make donations, buy memberships, that kind of thing. You kind of back up and running with respect to that.
Yeah, if you visit our website, cmfindlay.com, we're looking, you know, we'll need a lot of help both financially and logistically. So if you can't give financially but would like to volunteer, we'd love to have you. We'll be pushing out a membership volunteer kind of, volunteer interest survey. And once we get closer, we'll get things scheduled.
Maybe BYOH, bring your own hammer.
Yes, definitely.
We will look forward to that, and we look forward to the reopening of the Children's Museum of Findlay, hopefully first part of 2026, and hopefully we'll have you back, and we'll have the big celebration of the grand reopening. Again, Allison Beam-Kemery is the executive director of the Children's Museum. Some great news. We have a link on our webpage for more information as well. Allison, thanks very much for dropping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.